California lawmakers are expected to approve legislation today that clears the way for a large-scale transfer of water from farmers to city dwellers. The transfer is designed to help reduce California's demand for Colorado River water. That would be a welcome development in six other states that also rely on the overtaxed river. The proposed agreement follows years of negotiation among four big water agencies in Southern California. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
San Diego County is home to nearly 3 million people. If they had to rely on local rainfall, 9 out of 10 would be mighty thirsty. Imported water is the lifeblood of this region, and for years, San Diego water officials have had their eye on the Imperial Valley, a farming community to the east, with only 180,000 people, but with vast supplies of Colorado River water. Under the tentative agreement, San Diego would lease some of that water for up to 75 years. General Manager Maureen Stapleton of the San Diego County Water Authority calls that an insurance policy against the threat of future drought.
It offers a level of water reliability that the San Diego region presently does not have. And that reliability is what our economy and our quality of life depend upon.
Initially, the Imperial Valley would free up water for the lease by allowing some cropland to lie fallow. But spokesman Ron Hull of the Imperial Irrigation District hopes eventually farmers will use lease revenue to invest in more efficient irrigation, allowing them to grow the same crops using less water.
The preferred method, of course, by the Imperial Irrigation District is to install permanent efficiency improvements, which create water in perpetuity, basically.
One obstacle to the transfer has been the threat that reducing farm water runoff in the valley to the nearby Salton Sea would worsen the sea's pollution. San Diego Stapleton says the tentative deal addresses that by splitting up the cost of paying for any cleanup.
It truly is a win-win-win. A win for the agricultural communities, a win for the urban communities, and a win for the Salton Sea.
By requiring farmers to use less water and sending some of the surplus to city dwellers in San Diego, Los Angeles, and surrounding areas, the deal would allow California to reduce its overall demand on the Colorado River. Stapleton says that's important to the six other states that rely on the river. They've long complained that California is using more than its share.
It really represents the opportunity for peace on the river for decades to come, and we haven't had a lot of peace on the river among the basin states or within California.
The deal also marks an acknowledgement that Western farmers, who now consume more than 80% of the region's water, will have to share more with growing Western cities for a price. Assistant Interior Secretary Bennett Raley says that kind of marketing is part of the region's long-range plan for water and is already common in parts of the arid West.
Voluntary market-based transfers from ag to urban will, without a doubt, be a part of the solutions for meeting water needs as the West evolves. We know it can work.
Mindful that the parties have been close to agreement before, only to have the deal collapse at the last minute, Raley is not ready to celebrate just yet. The parties have until early October to settle on final terms of the deal and sign on the dotted line. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.